brilliant. That is, that is, that's horrible.
you loved it, Daniel.
Yeah, painful to listen to. Rewriting this utter shit. That's what you write.
Yeah.
You, I think we even asked you.
You actually did ask.
Yeah, we asked you to write this. Come and write this young person speak. Like, oh yeah, you. Awful. I said we can't do it, Steve. We really can't. We spent like a week on, 2 weeks on it, right? With a linking device with three characters. And you have to dare to think. I know we spent time, but this is terrible. I really don't want to be. This can't be the linking device, you can't do it. But happily, he finally believed me, and we threw it all away, and we wrote the thing of the young Drew, and we had Drew as a character from our websites, because we do all this online stuff as well for these shows. And so then we thought, actually, that's good, because then we can bring Eileen back into it, and Kedgington is a character that, if you're following it, you know, and it's to do with Tankerville. This was three random people that were nothing to do with anything. Random, that's what I use the speed word. And so I just was really pleased that went away, but yeah, so it's a long process.
The online stuff is great. The lot that was doing on the website in the first series was as good as material in the TV show. You've done online for this, and it's the viral that's been...
Yeah, we did like a ring-style thing for this, which has gone out for people to look at. And yeah, and the second series has got a whole new web experience.
Let's talk a little bit about the second series and what you can actually tell us. We've obviously seen a little bit there, Matt. How much can you tell us about series two? How much will we...
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. He'll jump in if you go too far.
It's really hard to talk about.
Not much, Eddie. Do you open your mouth?
And you can you tell us who some of the new characters are?
Yes, yes. Grudgingly. Well, we've got a new character that Steve plays called. It's great, he's finally playing a woman again. He didn't play a woman in Psychoville, which is amazing. So he's got this new character called Hattie, who's a makeup artist for not necessarily the BBC, but she works as a makeup in film, in TV and film. And she is played by Steve. And you'll love it when you see it. It's such a great, you know, it's the shades of certain restart officers. but I won't like you saying that, because he's, you know, he's got stretched acting muscles, he's very different. He's got this friend, this gay friend, who comes and tells him would he marry his boyfriend, who's going to be deported because his visa has run out, and she's overwhelmed at the thought of having to do this, and then she does it out of a kindness, and then things turn to start to be a bit horrible. Because she doesn't want to relinquish the role. So one of the new characters, and that's got a great ongoing story, and this gets worse and worse in the way that our things do.
Have you seen any of it?
I saw a bit. I was in I was waiting in the trailer, and there was a DVD there, and I was like, oh, and it was the rushes. So I saw a bit. I saw Hattie.
That
sounds
like
potential security breach.
Well, there's going to be gas emitted suddenly, and we're all going to be happy Halloween.
I'm right thinking, Justin, about it. It's finished, isn't it? It's edited, it's done.
Yep.
How's it compared to the first series?
It's funnier.
Is it better? It's better, isn't it?
It's better, yeah. Yeah, because you only get six, we only had seven bites of the cherry before. We've got more experience with these characters, and they're more. We enjoy them more, and I think that translates in every bit of what we do.
But also, as far as the plot goes, there's a freedom that comes now, having established the characters. Obviously, there's new characters come in, but because everybody knows that whenever another character is introduced, assuming on the assumption they're a key character, which becomes clear quite quickly, then you know that they'll have something to do with the plot. So you're already onto the kind of mechanics of it, but then what Reece and Steve do so well with the writing is just to kind of thwart those expectations and undermine and subvert and twist, but at least you're along for the journey. Once you're there, the through line, the narrative through line, is actually very clear. From the get-go, very clear. So I think with that comes a certain freedom and a certain joy.
Yeah.
Not that.
Watching that piece, I'm always struck by the balance there between comedy and horror. So you have scenes that are weird and unsettling, and then you puncture it with a joke, and you have other scenes that I think you do simply want to frighten people.
Yeah, I think that's right. We do try to. It's never.